Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grant and Danny on the Fan. Welcome back. Thanks much for making the show part of your day. In 1 hour, we're giving away those tickets to see The Offspring.
The exclusive sponsors of this show, this one right here, Grant and Danny, law firm of Condori and Morad. They can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Big thanks to Linnell and Toby on the production today. A couple of our frequently most used on-air guys are helping us behind the scenes.
Just pitching in. We love that.
And Linnell is just making plays over there. He said to me, you know, he's like, what do you need from me? I'm on the board. I was like, you run the board?
I didn't know you did that.
I didn't know you could do that.
It's in my bag, boys. It's in my bag.
Seamless over there so far.
Linnell, you know who can't do that is me. So how about that? Good
for
you.
I don't want to jinx anybody here. Oh, but no. You're throwing a perfect game over there,
Grant. GP prone to jinx people, by the way. Listen,
I don't believe in jinxes.
I do.
So, when someone's got a shutout, it's okay to say they have a shutout. When someone's throwing a no-hitter, you got to let people know.
No hits allowed. We're rocking and rolling.
When's the last time you've run the board? Like, how do you know? Just because when you started here, you learned it?
It's like riding a bike, I would say.
But nothing has changed with it after years?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm impressed. Keep chopping wood. Now, Toby, I've seen run his own board for his own show and for his own.
And do updates.
I knew he could do that.
He's the Swiss Army knife, dude.
He is. But Linnell's got the Swiss Army knife thing going too here. So, atta boys to both of you. Tip of the cap. I was just watching the Tyrese Halliburton press conference here on the screen next to me. So before I move on, I thought this was funny. Last night, did you hear he was talking about his big shot? By the way, the weirdest shot selection I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about this because it went in. He drives to the lane, gets past the elbow. It's a two-point game. It's the final shot of the game, clearly. He's not stopping it at the three-point line to win it. So he's driving to basically tie the game. He gets one-on-one with a full head of steam at the elbow. You could make an athletic Euro step play, whatever, and get a runner and probably get a shot off from within 5-6 feet from the rim, I would think. He just dead stops like it was his plan all along, then runs backwards to the three-point line, jumps without ever looking at the rim, and does this fall-away, fade-away, all your momentum going to the other side of the court, terrible shot selection thing, ends up hitting the shot on the craziest bounce this side of Kawhi Leonard, and then flashes the you guys choke sign, even though he stepped on the line, he didn't know it yet, and it was tied, and they had to go to overtime. There's a lot going on there.
There's so much to react to.
But just the shot selection.
Yeah.
Am I overreacting, or was that the weirdest thing you've ever seen? It's a two-point game. You're either taking it to the rim to try to tie it, or you're looking for a three-pointer.
So
even if you take someone like Hezzy or go off the dribble and you step back and hit a three, It was the weirdest looking thing I've ever seen.
Step back from the middle of the lane. It is wild. I mean, again, he's one of the few athletes that can do that. I challenge anybody. Just go to a local park with a court and drive hard and then sort of turn around and run to the three-point line and get yourself oriented to turn around and heave a shot and see how good it feels coming off. But there it was, man. Incredible.
But what was the point of that shot selection?
I think he got switched onto a big, and he's like, I don't like my chances to go in there and have a foul called if I get swatted. I'll be quicker to the spot than this guy. I've already hit shots like this within the last couple of weeks. Like, this is what he does. I'm not saying it's, I agree. I'm with you. I'm going, what are you doing? Great shot. That's where it went.
It was so dumb.
It was insane.
But I love that guy.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he does at the end of games. He hits big shots. But
did you love the choke thing? How'd you feel about that?
I have no problem with that, honestly. It was kind of an homage to Reggie Miller. It was dumb because they didn't win.
Yeah.
You probably need to make sure that you won first. But I don't like the stuff like when you're following a guy around or you're in someone's face.
Mm-hmm.
Think baseball with me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
This is you hit a big home run, you flip the bat, and then you looked at your dugout and pointed kind of thing. Now, is he talking about the other team? He's trolling the other team? Of course. He's not doing it in Jalen Brunson's face. It's the same thing as like Gilbert flipping palms up Jordan against Portland after he hits the big shot against Utah on MLK Day years and years ago at half court. I don't know why that's my reference. But like, that was Gilbert Selle. He's like, I don't know how I do it. You know, his thing was, you guys choked. And it was quick. It's a second. It's over. But do you mean the fact that he did it and then they had to go to overtime?
Any part of it. Yeah, because to me, it's one of those, Reggie Miller did it to Spike Lee because they were trash talking each other the entire game.
Right.
Right? I didn't love that because, again, it's different than I'm celebrating with my teammates and my friends. I just did something ridiculous. We won. That's awesome. That's a gesture to say the other team choked, which is not great. I'll do that as like columnist guy or sports talking guy or fan because they did.
I think it's a hell of a choice in a game one, I'll say.
And that's kind of my point.
Long series coming up.
It might come back to bite. You might hear something about it.
You got some bulls.
Yeah.
If you're going to do that in game one. But no, like on a scale of things that annoy me, his dad being on the court trolling Giannis.
Way worse.
100 out of 100.
Yep, good comp.
Him grabbing his throat after the shot is like an 11.
Yeah, I mean, so dad.
But you also hate bat flips. You hate.
Yeah, I hate showing up opponents.
Any kind of celebrations.
The
celebrations don't. If he got in Jalen Brunson's face and he went, you choked, or any kind of, he looked at the Knicks bench and he pointed at them and was like, y'all are chokers, I'd feel differently. I did not view it as that vitriolic. It was like, got him.
Yeah, that's why it's not like 100 for me. So you're right. Let's call it your dad on the court baseline. Does it approach your dad on the court? And it does not. So his dad getting in the face of Giannis Antetokounmpo, which we should never forget happened. That's 100. That's as big a violation as you have. This to me was like a 34. So it's like, I'm not sitting here telling you that's the worst thing I've ever seen. I just. That's not something I would tell kids to do. It's not something I would tell, you know, most players. Hey, this is probably not the greatest idea.
Listen, if my son did that after hitting a shot in a game, I probably wouldn't call him over in the middle of the game or whatever. But after the game, I would sit him down and I would say, I don't want to see you do that again.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
That's not what we do. And if he did it again, then, you know, now we're going to have another chat. Like, if he's a grown-up, like Tyrese Halliburton, he can do whatever the hell he wants to do.
You're allowed to, but there might be some repercussions.
I was not overly bothered by that. But the reason I brought any of this up, okay, we're a little bit sidetracked, because I wanted to get to, he said after the game, he apologized basically. And Linnell, if you could grab the cut, I don't know if you see it online anywhere, but his little presser where he talked about, like, yeah, I want that one back. And what he was upset about, which I thought was kind of funny, he's like, I wasted the choke celebration, meaning I'm going to hit another one of these shots where I actually beat them. And now I can't do the choke celebration again. It's straight out of Big Daddy where we wasted the good surprise.
Wasted the good surprise, yeah.
We wasted the good surprise on you because in a surprise party, everyone's standing around and his roommate, who's played by Jon Stewart, comes home and walks in. I guess that he was actually the guy getting surprised, but Adam Sandler comes in and they all say, surprise, and they waste that surprise. Then Jon Stewart walks in, no one says anything, and it's a big bummer. And she yells, we wasted our surprise on you. This was that where he said, I wish I wouldn't have done that because I wasted it now. It was my big thing. The guys wanted me to do it. It was a galvanizing thing, and I blew it. And this was after the game.
In the moment, I mean, I wasn't like plotting on it or anything. I just, everybody wanted me to do it like last year at some different point. But it's just got to feel right. And it felt right at the time. If it would have been If I would have known it was a two, I would not have done it. So I think I might have wasted it. If I do it again, then I might be, people might say I'm like Oral Farman. So I'm not, I don't plan on using it again.
So this is why I brought the whole thing up. He dropped Aura Farm.
He did. I saw that and was hoping.
I told you the other day, I went to the Defenders game this weekend. My nephew came with me. My brother, my nephew took my kids. A bunch of us went out. The Defenders got a pick at the end of the game to win, sealed their playoff berth. They're going to the conference championship. But my nephew's sitting next to me, and at one point we're looking over at Deebo Samuel, who's in a hoodie. And you know how when you can like pull the strings down on your hoodie, you kind of look a little bit like a turtle where it goes like around your eyes and your nose. So he was doing that bit where he's like holding the strings of his hoodie and is like barely looking out the eye hole of his hoodie. And my nephew was watching him close. He's a sports fan, whatever. And he's like, Debo's just over there, Aura farming. And I was like, I'm sorry, what did you just say? He's like, Debo's just Aura farming.
What right is now. He what do you use for that?
And I said, What is it? What are you talking about? And it means he was trying to look cool, basically. The way I can best describe Aura farming, I've only heard it three times now. My nephew saying it.
This is all happening very quickly, by the way.
Yes.
I went from never having heard it to having heard it.
Nas said it. Nassim Nunez, the Nationals infielder.
He did.
He said him and James Wood in the outfield like to just chill out there and Aura farm. And now I've got this example where he said they're going to say I'm Aura farming. I think it means trying to look cool.
You cannot Aura farm if you lack Aura, is what I would say.
So you have to be cool to Aura farm.
100%. It's a prereq.
But does Aura farming mean he's trying to look cool? That's the like context 100%. Clues.
That's the spot on definition.
Okay.
What is one unit of Aura? You know what I'm saying? Like
my LSU hat today.
Well, you're like, in other words, to me, farming isn't the like thing that you and I are thinking of, where it's like I plant a seed and some fertilizer, and I come back and tend to it with some water. It's like the video game thing where you're whatever rune farming, or you're playing, you're getting a bunch of experience points. Like you're constantly grabbing a whole bunch of it.
Right.
What is a single unit of Aura that I'm farming? You see what I'm saying?
Well, I think it would be. I get what you're asking. I think if Aura can be something you're wearing, or some like just the way you're standing or whatever, I think you're just, to quote Lloyd Christmas in Dumb and Dumber, you're kind of putting off the vibe. Like you're just trying to come off like that dude. Right? So does Danny have any Aura right now?
No.
Danny has Aura because he's sitting to the side. He's kind of leaning. He's not straight in front of the camera. There's Aura going on.
So how would he Aura farm?
Aura farming would be him brushing his hair back while staring at the camera.
Okay. Like it's
so is it mockery? So it's like because it sounds all you're sounding like is a tryhard. I know that one.
A tryhard. Exactly right. You're trying to.
They mock that.
Who mocks that?
The young people.
Right. It's a mockery. Yes. When someone says you're Aura farming, it's a pejorative.
It's like you.
That's why he just.
For me, you just go, you douche. Like, what are you doing?
Right.
So, but is it a young person's way of saying that? It's like you're sitting there trying to be cool and you're not cool.
I'm not going
to
go that far. I think, like Tyrese Halliburton said, I'm not going to do the choke thing again because they'd say I'm Aura farming.
And we can't have that.
Aura farming would mean you're trying to be cool. Now you're thinking about it, it's not spontaneous. Mm-hmm. You're looking for the viral moment. You're hunting attention.
And it no longer is cool if you're trying to do it.
I think that's a good one too, Linnell.
Perfect. I agree.
Hunting attention, kind of. You're looking for ADs.
Like, spot on.
Deebo could have been chilling in the suite. He's just down there on the sideline the whole game, you know, putting off that, like, I'm the guy.
He's definitely an Aura farmer, though.
Is he?
Follow him on Instagram.
Okay.
So that's bad.
But he's got Aura, though.
How have you not gotten this yet? You're still struggling with this?
Well, as soon as I think, it sounds like a pejorative. It sounds like something that's undesirable. It sounds like something that does not want to be an Aura farmer. Travis,
you do not. That's true.
Halliburton is like, I would do that, lest I be perceived as an Aura farmer. You see what I'm saying? If you're sitting there trying to look cool, don't people mock that? Like that's
we've said this is mockery.
Yeah,
and yes, it's a pejorative. It's not you. If someone tells you you're Aura farming, that's not a good thing.
You don't want that.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
So you got it then.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. You're like, what don't you get about it? I got it.
You said it seems like. Yeah, that's.
Oh, okay.
We've been working on that for several minutes.
All right.
I think it does seem like the thing that we're saying is true. Mm-hmm. Yes. So that's the third time now in short order that Aura Farming has been said.
Okay.
Nassim Nunez.
Yep. Your nephew.
Tyrese Halliburton and my nephew. One of these is not like the other.
They're all young. That's what I take away.
I mean, one is 12.
Yeah. He's closer to their age than you are.
Well, let's see. How old's Tyrese Halliburton? He's got to be 25, right? He's probably closer to 36-ish. How old do you think Halliburton
is? I'm going to find it.
He's 25.
25. So he splits the difference, which, by the way, is very sad to think about.
Mm-hmm.
He is the same difference from my nephew to me. Come on, man. That is tough. We're old.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's way closer to my nephew than he is to you.
Yeah, I'm very aware of that. And that's been true for a long time. I'm sitting there. I remember the first day that happened, when the entire Major League clubhouse, when you and I were at the spring training or in the Nats locker room, where I had this moment of epiphany. I went, every person in here, because now all the vets are gone. Like, there's no Zim, there's no Worth, there's no, like, I mean, the occasional, like, 38-year-old reliever that's, like, hanging on. Everyone in here is closer to my son's age than mine. And it was a terrible moment for me. Ooh.
I need to think about that and give you more grace and have more patience in segments like this when you can't understand things.
Well, but it's my unwillingness to understand is also a hopeful acknowledgement that it's so stupid.
Right. But that that's right. It is kind of what gets under my skin a little bit in the sense of like, you can't like, just come along with us.
Right.
You're unwilling.
I'm going to go kicking and screaming every time because it's so stupid.
So just say that, though, and not...
No, you're right.
I'm
coming to the realization. I'm working this out as we go.
But I also, if I could put it on the table as well, my apology would be, I need to have more grace and patience with you because you're an old...
That's it. No, nothing else. That's okay. It. Yeah, that's it.
You're an old.
Yeah. That's how we don't modify on the show. I'm an old white. Like, yes. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we do.
The white is less significant.
I'm just saying, it's what I am. I'm not cool.
The old is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If I could say that. You're so old.
Yeah, I'll just let you know when you say something wrong. It's totally correct.
I just like that I feel old, so now I'm really going to lay it on
you. Dude, go ahead and deflect all day.
You're August is your birthday.
Sure is.
August 21st?
Close.
23rd,
yeah.
August 23rd.
Good memory.
Thank you. August 23rd, you turn 46?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, boy. You are 21 years older than Tyrese Halliburton.
Yeah. I don't know. And again,
James Wood could be your kid.
I know. Oh, I know what you're saying.
He'd be 24.
No, I know. You're just saying age-wise. The point I'm trying to make, though, is I don't know when it happened. It was right around when I was your age. This is what always those weird things that older people say to younger people.
Right.
It wasn't long after. When I had kind of my head came up above water and people were talking and they were talking about seven or eight different famous people real fast that I was supposed to know. And it was the first moment where I go, I don't know who anyone is or what the hell they're talking about. And it was a terrible moment to realize, like, not only am I out of the demographic, but I'm not welcome back in. You see what I'm saying? Like, no one's trying to include me anymore.
No.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not part of it. Right. Yeah. And nobody wants that. It's like when you're watching the movie and your dad wanders in and goes, now who's that guy? What team is he on? Now, what powers does he have? He can't teleport?
But now I know how your kids feel.
Yeah, exactly. All the time.
With the Aura Farming thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much like, but so is this a pejorative?
Right.
Yeah, we said that.
So I have this memory, and this is, you know, you think of weird stuff like this. Where with my neighborhood buddies, and I was like 11 or 12, I was watching the movie The Lost Boys, right? Kiefer Sutherland, like the vampire movie. It's stupid, but like at the time, it was like a big deal. And my mom came in and she's like, where are these boys' parents? I'm like, that's what you're concerned about? It's a vampire story. And like, I'm like, what are you talking about? But I get those kind of questions now. That's what I want to know. Where are these boys' parents? I know where Tyrese Halliburton's parents are. They're walking on the court confronting other stars.
Yeah, look
I brought
for Giannis. He's right in his face.
I brought it back.
Jaden Daniels, quarterback, Team Aura USA, Farming. Olympics, flag football. How would we feel about it? We're G&D.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
At 3:45, our double play. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. And at 4, we've got those tickets to see the Offspring in a Beltway Blitz today. As we welcome you back on Grant and Danny, Mike Florio's on the show at 5. We'll go around the NFL. A lot of news out of the National Football League over the last 48 hours to cover with him. But one of the big items that came down during the owners' meetings this week was that NFL players are going to be allowed to participate in the Olympics, and they're going to be able to participate in the Olympics playing flag football, one player per country slash team for NFL teams. So Washington, as an example, could have seven players participate if they're playing on seven countries, but only one player on Team USA. You only get 10 players on a team. I guess it's possible you would use two of those on a quarterback in the event of injury. I don't really know how that works. But I think it's probably likely, Danny, that Team USA would only take one NFL quarterback on the squad if they make the team up with 10 NFL players.
I would say so, because, again, a lot of guys are going to have to play both ways. I mean, if it still goes the way that I see all the the flag football that I see goes, I see up until high school kids just locally, obviously not at the same level, but a lot of the guys have to play offense and defense, and there's going to be some substitutions. You have a couple specialists, but for the most part, you need the kind of versatile athlete that can do both things, and it's slightly different skill sets to have that. So you waste a roster spot, quote unquote, on a guy that just plays quarterback, rather. He may not be your safety or the guy that's rushing the passer or whatever. Maybe he is. Maybe it's someone that can do both and can be really helpful. So that roster construction is going to be interesting.
What I see here is 5-on-5, 10 players on a team. I think if that's the case, then you have your quarterback and they don't have to play defense. Mm-hmm. There's enough where you're going to have, as you said, 3-4 maybe at a time going both ways, but then you have some guys that can spell your players. But I bring this up to say it's going to be hotly contested, I would imagine, with a lot of quarterbacks that want to be the face of Team USA at the Olympics winning a gold medal, who are going to possibly, because you're an NFL quarterback and a superstar athlete, get a chance to carry the flag in the opening ceremony and do all of the things that would come with that. It would be amazing for your Q rating. Think about QBs over the years who have, you know, done things for marketing reasons because it raises your Q rating, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you name a quarterback, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow. I would imagine, and I don't know, but I would think they'd all be open to this. They'd all be interested in this. And if it worked out, they would all want to do it. So there's going to be competition. I understand that. It may well be that every single quarterback in the NFL wants to be the QB of Team USA. But Danny, I want to talk about Jaden Daniels possibly being the right guy for the job. We're talking about 3 years out from right now, so he'll be basically entering the prime years of his career. And I was thinking about this. He is from Fontana, California, and I don't really know anything about that area or where that is, but I Googled it, and it's about 1 hour from L.A. The Olympics are in L.A. and in the surrounding areas. He's going to be playing these games, if he's the quarterback for Team USA, 35, 40 minutes from where he grew up, mm-hmm. in his backyard. If that's not a great story and a selling point for the National Football League, I don't know what is. Now, he's got to continue his trajectory. He's got to, after playing like an MVP and the Rookie of the Year last year, he's got to take another couple of steps in the next year or two as they're ironing out all the details. And if Mahomes wants it, it's probably his or Allen or Lamar or whatever. But I do think there's a real possibility that because it's in his backyard, because he is the cool kid in the club right now, because if you were just talking overall Q rating, who's the most popular quarterback in the league, he's in that conversation already. I think there's a chance he could end up being the guy.
And who knows what work he turns in over the next couple of seasons, right? Or what other guys do. I mean, you already touched on several of the names. I mean, guys like Lamar Jackson would be incredible at being the quarterback on flag football team. Go ahead and rush him. Go ahead and send a couple of rushers to see if you could slow that guy down at your own risk. Right? It all kind of depends on who's healthy, who's doing what at that point in time. But we are absolutely in the running here of having Jaden Daniels be the quarterback for Team USA in a couple of seasons. Again, you turn in a couple more years with the arrow trending up like you just did, where you're an MVP candidate, doing a little bit of everything, you know, dropping dimes on people and also scrambling make it look all effortless and easy. He could be the dude.
I could definitely see it. And it would be such an amazing thing for him and the organization.
Oh, yeah.
If you're the first quarterback ever of the American flag team in the Olympics and you go win gold as the dream team, I think it's hard to even grasp the magnitude of that from a marketing standpoint internationally. Like, this is all-time opportunity stuff. Nothing Patrick Mahomes has done would compare to that. And it might be Mahomes. It probably should be Mahomes, if we're being honest, if he's still at the peak of his powers. But like, winning Super Bowls compared to that, I'm not saying it's a bigger deal to win the gold in the Olympics. Don't mishear me. I'm just saying from a marketing standpoint, like putting yourself over internationally, you're not doing it in a helmet. You're not doing it in a uniform. You're wearing shorts and a t-shirt and your face is being exposed and you're laughing and smiling the whole time and doing the let's go meet and jump up in the air and slam hips with Ja'Marr Chase and, Justin Jefferson. Like, I just think it would be the greatest, whoever gets that opportunity, mm-hmm. in the same way that Kirk Cousins has smart marketing people that go, we're going to be on this Netflix show. We're going to peel back the curtain. We're going to show people how hard you work, how seriously you take it. We're going to show people you read into your kids and you, you know, talking to your wife on in the van on the way home. I want my guy quarterbacking Team USA. And think about what it would mean for the organization, too. And it's a real possibility. I don't know what the chances are, but the odds came out, and he was second or third yesterday. I got to pull him up. But the odds for who would be the quarterback for Team USA on Bet Online, which is an offshore fun market, but they came out. I think Daniels was listed second on those.
Because, again, you're looking ahead in the future. So this is, you know, a lot more wear and tear and mileage from Mahomes, who will be in his 30s at that point.
But it was also, it was Lamar wanting him, too, because the idea is, like, you want elusiveness, running. You can't grab the flag because there's – Patrick Mahomes is like shuffling around. Yeah,
and he's shifting. No one ever seems to square him up, and he has his key scrambling yards, but it ain't the same. With all due respect.
But is he better at flag football in the open field than Jaden would be? Probably not.
No, is the answer to that. Again, we're talking about a guy that is on his way to being the greatest quarterback of all time, and this is not me knocking Pat Mahomes in the slightest. And if he wants to, just because of seniority, he might end up just getting
That's
it,
what
right?
I'm saying. If he wants to do it, he probably should get to do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you put enough deposits where if he's like, no, I want to represent Team USA. I want to win that gold. Fine, go ahead. You know, on your way to the gold jacket. But the point is, if you're trying to build the optimum team, it might include Jaden Daniels. When you think about it, yeah,
which would just change everything.
It'd be so phenomenal.
Not that he's not already put over in a crazy way, or not that the team's not already popular, but it could be. You know, you think Hard Knocks is good cologne. Team USA quarterback.
Now, Steph Curry already had like a great Q rating, and every kid wants to be Steph Curry. And when I coach youth basketball, nobody wants to shoot a layup. They want to do nothing but hit setbacks from 54 feet because of Curry. But the Olympics, winning the gold medal, his takeover, everyone else is standing around watching this guy throw in irresponsible buckets. Like, imagine you weren't already a national favorite. You see what I'm saying? Like, imagine if I'm trying to think of a better example. Like, imagine if, we'll pick another guy. If Tyrese Halliburton was the one doing that, what Steph Curry did to win the Olympic Games for Team USA.
I was going to ask.
Would fall in love with the guy.
Are the kids on your youth team, do they get into the lane 8 feet from the basket and then turn around and sprint backwards toward the three-point line and shoot falling away, looking away?
Yes.
Okay.
So, yes. Yeah. And it's actually a problem because we're not quite there yet as 7 and 8-year-olds.
Well, I can't stop thinking about that possibility. It is unlikely, and I should probably just dismiss it from my mind.
It's on the table, though.
Come back to it in due time. But it is absolutely on the table. I also think there's something to be said for, like when you're referencing Team USA basketball, as I think about this, the difference between respecting Jaden Daniels as one of them once, right? Just a dude who's a baller. And then the events where every fan base is rooting for you. Like, I was rooting for LeBron for the Olympics team. I can't stand LeBron. Mm-hmm. I think he is a whiny loser. He's the second greatest player of all time. But I also just think he's a whiny, annoying. Like, how many times have I watched a clip of him fake reading the Malcolm X book? I mean, the fake. How about when he's laying on the ground pretending to be hurt? And have you guys seen the video where his like eyes looking to see if the ref's looking? And then the ref's not looking, so he just gets up. Have you seen that one? I mean, there's so many of these out there for LeBron. He's just not my guy. Jordan's my guy. And I got other guys in this era. LeBron's not one of them. But I say that to tell you, when he was taking the game over, because he's one of the greatest players to ever live in any sport ever, and he's amazing, for Team USA, and no one can defend him, and he's going to the rim over and over again to win them the gold.
Pumping my fist.
I'm going, LeBron, LeBron. That's Jaden. Cowboys fans, Eagles fans, Giants fans, Bengals fans, Bills fans. They're all rooting for you because you got USA on the chest.
Yeah.
You just can't put that back in the tube. Like, my affinity for LeBron or my hatred watching him dissipates. Every time he plays on Team USA and goes for gold, a little bit of my disdain wears off. And it's like weathering. It's like that some of the sand is in the ocean now. Less and less beach every time you go. That beach is my anti-LeBronisms. And every time he's in the Olympics, it goes away a little more and a little more.
Every time I've was annoyed at Draymond Green over the years. He's playing for Team USA in 2016. I'm like, let's go. Do your thing, Draymond. Be the man. Oh, I mean, of course it is. It is a different animal. I mean, it was like the Four Nations tournament. The guys became national darlings. The Kachuk brothers are out there like movie characters from the 80s, getting in fights, scoring goals, losing teeth. And it's like they became America's heroes.
Who would go 1-1 in a draft for a 10-player roster for Team USA? I think there's an easy, obvious answer. But if we did it in a way where everyone's available and someone goes 1-1, who do you think it would be?
The first thing that comes to mind for me is Tyreek Hill.
I think the number one pick's Travis Hunter because he plays both. We're talking about going two ways.
Yeah.
Now, Tyreek Hill can run around with people and grab flags, but Travis Hunter's like actually flipping hips and covering people. And I think he's got to go one.
That's a pretty good asset.
Right?
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill's up there. I thought of this too. Like early pick for me, sneaky, Kevontae Turpin. Dallas Cowboys return man. You can't touch that dude in a phone booth. I want him on my flag football.
So you're getting the vibe though of what flag football is. I think I wasn't sure how we're gonna like if we started talking about this, because that's it. Like Devin Achane should be a high pick, for example.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like fast court, Alvin Kamara. It's not just about speed, because that's a thing. It's that quickness to juke guys and leave them one.
Do I get points for being really old?
Yeah. You get extra points there. Yeah.
Okay, then Kamara I'll take. I will take him. I mean, I don't even know how old he is at this point, but he's been around for so long.
He's been around for a minute.
Very possible he'd be good on the team. How about this one? The fastest 40 ever, 4.21. Xavier Worthy. X on a flag football roster. Now, I like that even more because now Mahomes can't participate for Team USA. I need a quarterback.
Oh, there you go.
Where am I going to look?
Are there any Ravens you want? You want to add Derrick Henry so that Lamar can't do it?
I got another sneaky one I really like on my roster. Brian Thomas Jr. from the Jags.
That's a good one.
Makes my cut. Mm-hmm. Burner, shifty. Jahmyr Gibbs, come on down. You're representing the United States of America in the Olympics. Would Barkley work? I think about him jumping over dudes backwards and all the wackiness. But he's like so physically
good. Don't get me wrong. He'd be very good. Like there's nothing. I don't really see it with Barkley. Of course you do. He's incredible. But there are other running backs I'd rather have. We mentioned two of them.
Who?
Gibbs and Achane. For example, that it's speed, quickness, elusiveness. Barkley's got that, but not like those guys. He's got a little bit of extra power in there.
I wonder if he's got and I'm not arguing, I'm asking, does he have the same amount and he's just so thick and physical that we don't think of him that way? I mean, I don't know if those other two guys can do the thing he did where he jumped over a guy backwards this year. Maybe they could do that, but that was the most athletic thing I've ever seen on a football
game. It's incredible. He probably squats a trillion pounds, but I don't need that as much. Like, in other words,
can't pull the flag when he's over top of you.
Well, that's what you can't tackle him, but maybe you could just reach up and grab a flag. It's my possible. Point is, like, it's not about squaring somebody up and getting them to stop their feet.
Yeah.
Is how you tackle people in flag football. Guys that don't stop their feet who are.
See,
who,
I think of it wouldn't
get
way.
Wet in the shower.
Right. Yeah.
You know, like, that's those like are the
old
dudes.
School LeSean McCoy.
Yeah.
Is a good example. Linnell, who are we forgetting?
Number one overall pick, Bijan Robinson.
He's on my list.
Bijan's a good one.
Yep.
Now, he is kind of like Saquon in terms of you don't think of him in the like we. I think of shifty diminutive or also with diminutive, like you're small and you're a water bug hopping around. He is big and physical and strong. But damn, he never stopped, like his feet don't stop moving to your point. Toby, we missing anybody?
I was thinking some short guys. So we were thinking Darren Sproles old time. And if you're going for a current guy like that, Deuce Vaughn.
Deuce Vaughn might be silly.
Deuce Vaughn is a good
guy. Because he's so squat. Now, he is a nothing burger in the NFL. I mean, I was so psyched when he, and especially because his dad helped draft him. I loved him at Kansas State. I thought he was going to be so good. For people that don't know, he's running back for the Cowboys, who's, I believe he's literally 5'5". But he would be very interesting on a, is it harder? I mean, I just haven't played flag football since I was 15. It would have to be harder with a really short guy, I would think. Because he could just kind of.
Yes.
You know, you got to reach further down.
Yeah, my receiving core is like Amon Ross, St. Brown. I'll have a couple guys that will win some jump balls just in confined spaces. But for the most part, it's about quickness, agility, and start and stop.
Put a pin in this, but you guys think about this. Maybe we can come back to this in a little bit because we got to get to the double play. But other commanders that would make sense, like other than Terry, who there's too many receivers ahead of him on that pecking order. Daniels, we're hoping, is the quarterback, whatever. Mm-hmm. Is there another guy on the roster that should definitely be like maybe an Eckler, I guess? I don't know.
Like prime Eckler would have been a great candidate.
Oh, yeah, totally. Grant and Danny on the fan. Our double play is next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast.
With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Back live on Grant and Danny. We are in our Half Street studios on the Fan. We'll take you up to 6:15. Nats pregame, 6:45. First pitch of the Nats and the Braves. Nationals looking for a fifth straight win tonight. It is time for our double play, driven by your local Washington area Honda dealers. Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Visit your local Washington area Honda dealers today. Danny, last night I put the finishing touches on the last couple episodes of a three-episode documentary series that's on Netflix. I think it dropped in March, so I'm a little bit late to this, but it is unbelievable.
It is in my queue. I think I know what you're talking about.
The American Manhunt Osama Bin Laden starts with September 11th. I'm not going to act like my generation is special on this, but if you're my age, that was the moment where your world and your life and everything kind of changed. Mm-hmm. I was in seventh grade at the time. And so there are just certain things that happen that burn into you an interest and a fascination with learning everything you can. And so there has not been a September 11th documentary or movie or anything that's come out that I haven't seen. For some reason, the Titanic is the other one for me, which is really, really weird. But I think it's because the movie came out when I was a kid, and I saw it in theaters a couple times, and because of that, it's got this grip on me where if there's Titanic content, I one time went to a Titanic museum. Like, there are people my age that have the same, I think, affinity for interest, thirst, knowledge for that. But back to this documentary, American Manhunt, Osama bin Laden. They talked to dozens of members of the CIA and the FBI, and obviously that were involved in both the Bush and Obama presidencies. And you get an unbelievable behind-the-scenes access and video and audio and all kinds of the things that they had during what was a decade-long search for bin Laden. But it starts with September 11th, how they figured out who was responsible, and then the hunt for him thereafter. It's only three episodes. It's about 3.5 hours total. It's bingeable in a night if you get hooked like I did, or you could do it over a couple of nights. But I'm just telling you, this is 9 Buffalo Wings out of 10. It's one of those shows where after three episodes, you go, damn, I wish this was 15 episodes long. I want to watch this every night for the next month. And the last thing I'll say about it is the final 45 minutes or so, I know what happened. I was there. I remember the press conference. I know who goes down, and I know that everyone's going to be okay. It is so gripping. I have not, in any movie I've watched, in any show I've watched, in any of these fiction, I don't know what's going to happen, stories that I see play out visually, I have not been that on the edge of my seat, stomach in knots, just locked in, as long as I can remember. It is that well done.
Oh, I'm sure.
It is amazing.
It looks, I mean, Zero Dark Thirty is one of my favorite movies. Just, I mean, and that tells a fictionalized, it turns like a bunch of people working really hard into like one character.
Yes.
But it's other than that, it's basically the story.
Totally.
It's really well done. Yeah.
And I actually have more respect for the film after this because a lot, I'm like, oh, I remember that from Zero Dark Thirty. As more things that I would have thought were either, to your point, like representing somebody and or were kind of truth to what actually happened. And it's dramatized. Obviously, it's a film. It's very, very good. I'm going to go back and watch it probably now because I haven't seen it in years. But I'm just a documentary, Mark. When Netflix does this stuff, generally, even if I'm not that interested, I'll watch it. If I'm interested, I love it. This is a all-timer for me.
Yeah, so there have been a few that I think are from the same series. I could be wrong, so forgive me. But the American Manhunt for the, why am I blanking on his name? Unabomber was incredible. There, you know, those sorts of, I think there's one for the Boston Marathon bomber. Like, sign me up. Sign me up when we catch him. Like, when it's, when it, the bad guy wins, I don't like that. I like it when, you know, hey, it was awful. It's terrible. We come back. Like, that's what I like the most.
There's a lot that I'll leave on the cutting room floor so people can enjoy it and watch it. But I will say one of my big takeaways from this show, Danny, is the two presidents at that time. So it was George W. Bush initially, and then Barack Obama. The decision-making and the amount of people around them and the counseling they're getting, but the fact that it really is their call. I don't know why, but I have this view of the presidency. And I don't know if it's changed or not. Maybe it's just for my own sanity sometimes. But like, well, there's a lot of people involved, and it's not just one person making all the decisions and whatever else. Like, nah, bro. That was like Hillary saying do it, Biden saying don't do it. You know, a bunch of guys are yelling at Obama, and he says, I need to sleep on it. The next morning, they all get a call saying, we're going.
Yeah. So you know, all they can do is give recommendations.
Exactly.
So I've got a friend who had to leave his wedding. So he gets married. He gets a call. Says, we need you to come in to the White House. And you're going down to the Situation Room.
Yeah.
And he's in the room for it, for the big grand finale, as you might know.
It's a pretty select group.
It's a very select group. And all you can do is they go around the room. It's like real life. What's your recommendation? Yay, nay, yay. And it's based on this. And it's like one sentence. And it's like that. Then it goes to the one dude.
Right.
The buck stops where? Right there.
Well, the other funny thing is, and I'm oversimplifying, but right after the fact, there's people telling Bush, like, hey, man, let's be diplomatic. We need some diplomacy. Let's send a message that we're not going to overreact. And he basically reacted like just a dude in America did. He's like, I want this guy's body brought to me in a week. Who's doing it? Like, looking around the room, you know? It's just amazing how the tone that he said. I mean, you got to watch this thing, but it's gripping.
Dude. I can't wait.
So enjoy. I think you will like it. Double Play brought to you again by our local area Honda dealers. You'll have to give us yours a little bit later on. We'll double up on the double play. Blitz time next. And Danny, we got tickets for The Offspring. We're going to be giving those away right at the top of the hour.
Yes, indeed.
That show's going to be money.
With Jimmy Eat World, one of the undercards. Jimmy Eat World is awesome.
Right.
I want them to headline their own thing.
They're always glory. I'd be psyched to see them.
That's a good point by you.
Grant and Danny on The Fan.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.